I am not even sure what to do with this story. I'm just coming across it, and I'll just give you some of the details. And this is horrible. 7:22 on the WSGW, Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you. I saw this first headline from The Sun, and now I'm seeing Reuters doing a report on this. Let's see, New York Post, Yahoo News, and some other sources. Huh? You hear about this kite festival in India? Where over the weekend, apparently, 11 people died during a kite festival. Another 176 were injured.
How?
Because this is a festival where apparently, and I got a picture. Check this out. This is a picture of the festival here on our morning team page. And see all these kites in the air and these people standing on top of buildings and such.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently this has happened before. This is it's the annual Unitarian Festival, which features kite fighters, where the kite strings are made of material where the lines are embossed in a mixture of glue, ground glass, and reinforced with metal. They're kite fighting, so they can use the strings to cut the strings of the other kite flyers.
All right.
Or even the kites.
Oh, okay, all right.
Well, apparently, things get out of control, and 11 people, including some children, the strings got entangled around their throats cut their throats.
Oh, my gosh.
And some other people that you see on top of these buildings fell off these terraces and buildings. Yeah. Yeah, it got so out of control. And again, 176 people sustained injuries, besides 11 deaths, which is horrible, from cuts and falls while flying the kites. It's all to commemorate the start of the harvest season.
This says there was a baby that died. I had to look it up.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
A baby died.
Another reference to one of the stories I saw, it says in 2018, 16 people were killed at a celebration. So this has happened before. It's like, why is this still going on?
Yeah.
Not to mention,
what's the point of it?
The report that it claims over 4,000 birds required emergency treatment after they got caught up in the lines and the kites and the cat. Yeah.
Did they say where this tradition all, how many years?
No, it doesn't say how many years it's been. It just says annual Unitarian Festival. And I'm sure some of these stories, I'm getting just different pieces from different stories. When I saw one, I'm like, what is this? And I thought, is this? And I start searching around. It's like you realize other sources are also. So, man, like I said, I'm not sure. I just make you aware. I'm sure it'll make other news too. Just, wow. Happened over the weekend in India, in a town there, Juarit, India. I'm probably not mentioning the name right, but anyway.
I think I will pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an international festival, too, so it's not just people from India, though.
I've heard of kite fighting events, but never where they've done this. Wow. You know, people that competitively engage in these, but as always, I thought, not to this extreme, let's just put it that way.
Oh.
Wow.
I think India may have to do something.
Like pass to think a law that, or something? But if it's happened before, why is it still happening today?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, again, often we bring stories to you as some of the stories that we have here and things that happen in America you think are weird and crazy and bizarre. Yeah, this from India.